Hello, dear listeners. This is Poetic Desires. I am over 18 years of age, as I hope so are you. If, however, you are not, I must direct you away from the lovely voice you are now listening to, since my podcast is for adults only. Shoo shoo now, young ones, and instead visit scarletteen.com so that neither of us will get into any trouble. Hi everybody, it's Poetic Desires, and this is episode number 20 of Daddy's Good Girl. It is Thursday, September 26th. So lovely to be back here with you. For those of you who don't know, lately I have not been blogging much, and obviously I haven't podcasted in quite a while. My apologies for that. I've been going through some personal stuff. Just over 2 weeks ago, my father passed away. So, been dealing with that, and I realized in the midst of my father being sick and everything that happened before and after his passing, I could see me taking care of myself and the ways that I did it also translating into the ways that I have taken care of myself through my kink life, and actually my kink life ended up getting interwoven into the days leading up to and after when my father passed. So I thought I would talk to you guys today about self-care and mix in a couple of little sexy things that happened to me before and after this not so fun time in my life. So hi, happy to be here, and we're going to talk about self-care and, you know, orgasms and stuff like that. So when I last left off on this podcast, I was finishing up my fusion adventure. After fusion, I went to rope camp and Fet Fest, and just recently I came back from Dark Odyssey summer camp. And while I was at rope camp and Fet Fest, this is before the downturn in my father's health, he had gone through, he had had a small accident and went through a rather routine surgery, so he was okay, and I was worried because I'm a person who worries, but at the time, everybody thought he was going to be fine. So leading up to when things went downhill, I had gone to rope camp, and I had gone to Fet Fest, and I can see myself dealing with my own personal emotions and issues that didn't have anything to do with my family. It had everything to do with, you know, I call her green eyes, but it's jealousy and it's envy, but also dealing with missing people and being a little sad while you're also trying to be happy, fun, and free at camp. So the major things that happened was I like to call this practicing my compersion, where I have to deal with people that I care about, seeing them interact with other people that they care about. I also had to deal with missing people, like the people that I want to be there that couldn't be there through circumstance. And also having to deal with, you know, envy, seeing other people do things that you want to be able to do, like having skills that you don't have, that you haven't developed yet. So, some of the practices of self-care, some of the techniques that I was using, both leading up to and after when my father passed, specifically at rope camp and at Fet Fest. At rope camp, it was a lot of me practicing compersion, a lot of me realizing that it's okay for me to walk away. I gave myself permission to not be okay with something. I had this, and have sometimes, this false belief that I need to be this uber kinkster or this uber poly girl where, oh, of course I should be okay with whatever kink activity is happening in the dungeon, and I should be able to sit there and watch the entire scene and not be squicked out. Or I should be able to sit there and see people that I care about play and not get those twinges of like, oh, okay. And, you know, I basically had set an unrealistic and unnecessary standard for myself. And going through the process of, you know, being a kinkster in the scene for a while and realizing, no, it's okay to feel that twinge. It's okay to just walk away. There is no rule that says you have to sit down and watch whatever person do whatever thing and just gut it out and be okay with that. No, that's not how it is. We all have feelings and emotions. There's nothing wrong with that. And if dealing with your feelings and emotions means, okay, I can't watch you do your scene, or thanks for letting me know that you're going to be scening in the dungeon for 2 hours, I'll go be in the barn, or, you know. I would never preach non-communication. Always be open with your communication, but never believe that you have to be a person that, you know, just because you know what's happening doesn't mean you have to see it. Yeah. For me, the biggest thing kink-wise that squicks me out, and I'm fully willing to admit this, knowing that there are many sadists out there who love to fuck around with me, the thing that squicks me out the most is hook pulls. I like needles when they're pretty and they're causing me pain, but it's not the excruciating pain. When it's just the, like, oh, you're going to, you know, tap on the needles and maybe move them a little. The idea of putting hooks through my body and then either pulling against them or lifting me off the ground. Oh, God. Yes, that was me squicking out right there. That's just something that it just creeps me out. It creeps me the fuck out. For me to see other people doing it, for me to do it myself. It's just, you know, and your kink, I fully applaud people who can do that. I fully applaud people who go through this amazing spiritual experience for it, or they just do it for the high. More power to you. It's just, I myself can't. I remember once being down in Primal Arts and seeing two people do a hook pull where it was two people who were attached to each other and pulling against the hooks and like, back, like, scrunching in my body and backing away and being like, I need to leave now. And that's what I did. I left. And it's okay to say to yourself, you know, okay, I can't deal with that. I'm going to leave. That is perfectly fine. So those are the things that, you know, I'm okay with saying. Walk away. I think that's a great way of self-care. It's just, you know, could walk away. Another thing that I was doing at Rope Camp and Fet Fest was if I was feeling especially sad or lonely, or, and I know it may be a little shocking here, but you can get lonely at a huge event full of people. Just because you're lonesome for the people who aren't there, or you cherish the people who are there, but at the same time you have this heavy feeling in your heart that won't go away. I use the strategy of doing activities that soothed me. So one time I got stood up for a date. Nobody likes getting stood up for a date. It sucked and I felt pretty bad. So instead of being blue and sad, I walked down to Primal. This was a different time in Primal than the hook pull. I walked down to Primal Arts and I got body painted and it was amazing, and really I need to post those pictures. But I went to the artist who I've gone to every single year. His website is transformativebodypainting.com. Transformativebodypainting.com. And he does amazing work. He created this design where I explained to him that I have Japanese kanji on my wrist and I have a kanji on my neck, and I wanted some sort of tribal art going up my arm, across my back, across the front of my, like, winding around the front of my chest, and maybe on my neck a little. So he took the inspiration of my kanji and painted fake kanji, essentially, because he did not know Japanese, up my arm, across my back, across my chest, and then he wound it up the side of my neck and a couple of pieces on my face. as the brush was going over my skin and I was breathing and falling into what amounted to a trance-like state, I felt myself being soothed and re-energized. And though I had felt crappy before because I got stood up, I felt amazing afterwards because I took that negative energy and I let it go. And I found this other positive outlet, this other fun thing that I could be doing to help me get through that. So do things that soothe you. When I was at rope camp, there was this moment where I was feeling pretty craptastic. I just got a rush of emotions, none of which I wanted to feel, but I knew that I needed to, because for me, in emotions, you have to feel them for them to lose power over you. You have to accept that you feel this way. So I got up from the camp chair that I was sitting at, I pulled out my poi, and I started spinning my poi. And as I spun my poi, I was talking to myself saying, yep, you feel this way. Accept that you feel this way. You know why you feel this way. Understand why you feel this way. And as I spun the poi, and as I worked through my emotions, I felt better. I felt soothed. So that was something that worked for me. Another thing, just in general, I love music, and I will fully admit that I'm kind of addicted to iTunes. I have an iPhone. What are you gonna do? So I bought a bunch of music with some gift cards that I recently got off of iTunes, and I play the music over and over again. Sometimes just hearing something over and over again, the constant soothing beat and the familiarity and the consistency of it, just knowing that this is what you're going to hear over and over, is very soothing to me. I especially love songs that are either hip-hop or R&B and sexual in nature. So there's a recent song called, what's the title? I believe I Love This Shit, or it's your typical hip-hop song. A guy is talking about drinking and smoking and fucking and talking about how he loves it, but it is a soothing backbeat, and it sort of hypnotizes me, so I've listened to that one over and over again. I also purchased two albums, which, Robin Thicke's latest album, and not Kanye West's latest album, the album before that, because, oh my god, I'm not willing to buy music from a man who titles his album Yeezus, and one of the songs is I Am God. That's just a little too much pretension, even from me. So yes, music. Music is great for soothing you. I mentioned this before, but I think it's important that I make note of it again. You need to allow yourself to feel however you feel. This has been incredibly important for me, both before, during, and after my dad's passing. As I was going through my events, and he had his accident, but they said he was going to be okay, and he was okay for a while, even when I worried, I let myself feel it. When I got stood up for my date, I let myself feel that pain. When I could see that somebody who had played with me was showing more interest in another person, I let myself feel that envy. You have to let yourself feel the emotion, because if you don't, you bottle it up. You push it down, you try to ignore it, and then it'll just explode in some other way. Doc likes to call this stuff and blow. I used to be really good at this. Thankfully, with my work with Doc, I have gotten better at allowing myself to feel emotions. Though I will admit, I'm not, you know, some Zen master yet. I am always a work in progress. Excuse me. So, allowing yourself to feel emotions, now, another important point that I want to bring up as a subheading to this is realizing that it's a false belief that you shouldn't ever feel jealousy. There is no shouldn't feel when it comes to emotions. You either feel them or you don't have them. You just feel however you want. Jealousy is a normal emotion, just like happiness and sorrow. It's always your actions that matter when it comes to envy, jealousy, like wanting what you can't have, being upset when you can't have, like, this person all the time. Like, these are all normal feelings. It is normal to feel jealousy. It is normal to feel hurt. It's normal. It's okay. It is not normal to kirk the fuck out on people, to take, like, to exercise your emotions by yelling at them. that's not cool. But the feelings themselves are normal. And if you get to the root of them, you can help yourself feel less bad quicker. So, like I said, I embrace my emotions. After I've gone through the initial rush of them, I do talk to myself and I ask, okay, what about that moment made you feel that emotion? Can you pinpoint it? What about what you saw? What about what was happening? What you were doing? What they were doing? What do you think caused you to feel that? And once you get to the root of that, I ask, why? Why do you think that caused you to feel that? And once you figure out why, I would then ask, beyond the surface of the why, what about yourself? What about your relationship? What about the situation gave you that emotion? Or excuse me, caused that emotion? Or, you know, if you go to the root of things, it's more likely that you can work through them and then get beyond them or accept that this is always going to be the way for you. But if you know that going ahead of time, you can put in measures to try and subside how you feel. You always feel it, but yeah, you can do better about being good with your emotions. So specifically when it comes to the passing of my father, I had to remind myself to allow myself to grieve in whatever way I needed. So my dad died on a Tuesday. I went to summer camp on Friday. I had paid for the weekend pass. I wasn't on staff this time around because I have class. I let myself go to class the day after he died. I let myself not tell my student friends that my dad had passed because I didn't want to. In class, I wanted to be the girl who still had a dad. It was yesterday that, it's now 2 weeks later, it was yesterday that I finally told them, and of course they were comforting, but you have to allow yourself the space to feel your emotions in whatever way you want, and deal with them in whatever way you want, so long as you are not harming yourself or someone else. That is an important point. So I went to summer camp, and I was very selective in who I told about my father's passing. I think it's important to mention that you have to allow people to comfort you. And I am very bad at this. I didn't want to tell people for multiple different reasons. One of which was, everybody says, oh, I'm so sorry. And I know that they're sorry for the situation and that they're sorry for what I'm going through, but in my head it translates to they're sorry for me, and I never want anyone to feel sorry for me. I never want to show weakness because I believe I have to be a strong person. This is why it's very difficult for me to cry in front of people, and it's very difficult for me to be vulnerable in certain ways. Like some ways I can be very vulnerable, but other ways I can't. Or it isn't that I can't, it's that it's quite difficult. Because I don't want to be viewed as weak. I always want to be viewed as strong. And not to mention, if you allow yourself to be vulnerable to people, you open yourself up to getting hurt by them. But such is life. So trying to push myself to be more vulnerable, to allow others to comfort me. And another big thing was allowing myself to orgasm. As my dad got sick and his downfall came very quickly, like a couple of days. Couple of days was all it took. He got an infection. Like, they did the surgery and he was fine, but then he had to go back into the hospital because he mistakenly like fell, so he dislocated his hip again. So they had to go in and they thought he was going to be okay, but then he got an infection and within a couple of days he was gone. And leading up to it, I couldn't allow myself to orgasm. I could feel horny. Your body is going to feel however it feels. But I couldn't allow myself to masturbate. I couldn't allow myself to orgasm. Like, I felt like a shameful person for wanting to feel that way, even though that was just my body's reaction to nothing that had to do with my father. It was, you know, me getting an idea for a story that I haven't written yet, because I need to go back to blogging. I want to go back to blogging. And me reading something that triggered an idea, or me seeing something on television that was incredibly, it was full of chemistry and tension. So all normal things, but in my mind I thought, oh, you're such a shameful person for feeling that way, which is complete and utter bullshit. So I went to camp, and I ended up having my first post-death orgasms. Wow, that sounds really horrible. But, you know, that's kind of how it was. That's how it was. I had my first post-death orgasms at the queer orgy. I had never been to the queer orgy before, and it was a lot of fun. I got fisted by a friend. Totally great. Had a really good time. And as I was coming, somewhere in my brain, I wondered if I wouldn't be able to, which your brain goes in weird places when it comes to people's deaths. But my body reacted as my body does as I was being fisted. And I came a couple of times, probably more than a couple of times, actually, if I'm remembering correctly. And they were so good. And they reminded me that even though I felt really, really sorrowful over the passing of my father, it was still possible for me to feel good. It was still possible for me to feel joy and happiness. And when it comes to people that I care about and them passing, I don't always remember that. You can get lost in this abyss of sadness and forget that, you know, you're going to feel happy again. You feel shitty right now, but you're going to feel happy again. And that's what those orgasms did for me. So take it as you will, but, you know, fucking as a way of getting over grief, you know, it works. Yeah, I am a testament to that. Also at camp, I got to ride my first Sibian. That was fun as well. It was the entrance fee for me getting into a game of Cards Against Humanity. Since I had never ridden a Sibian before, I didn't quite know what to expect. Like, I'd seen other people do it. And it seemed like fun, so I'm like, okay, sure. And because I'm a size queen, I said, I will take your largest attachment, please. Which I did. I slid right down onto it. Everybody was proud of me. And I started riding the Sibian, and one, a person that I had met previously through a friend, he held the controls for me, and I asked his permission, and he let me lean against him, because, you know, when I come, I tend to grip my hands and contort my body and scream. And what I was doing previously to holding on to him is I was pushing down onto my thighs, which was hurting my wrists, because it was at a weird angle. So as I'm coming, I'm like screaming and gripping onto his leg, and at a certain point they make me open my eyes, which sucked because, oh god. Okay, sadists out there who know me and play with me, more information. I'm just making it too easy for you. It's difficult for me to orgasm with my eyes open, but I got there quite a few times. I orgasmed 13 times while on the Sibian, and I was able to orgasm with my eyes open. One of the orgasms, I have nicknamed it the come to Jesus orgasm. I don't particularly believe in any religion specifically. I believe that there is something greater than myself out there. I don't wish to name it. I don't wish to classify it or give any other information. I just know that life is greater than just little old me. So as I was orgasming, I had this rush of like joy and ecstasy, but also this feeling of there's no way that I could feel something this good and this great and this powerful in my being and there not be some sort of God, whatever you want to call it, the life force, the essence of our being, nice white guy up in the clouds, whatever you want to call it. I felt it as I was orgasming. Take that as you will. So this leads me into the next part that I wanted to talk about, was giving yourself permission to be happy. You know, hey, I've gone through something shitty. It's okay that you're laughing at a joke. That's the point of a joke. Or, hey, my dad's died, but I'm here with my friends getting fucked, and I'm coming, and I'm very happy to be here right now. That is okay. You don't have to cry all the time. You don't have to be sad all the time. Maybe you are all cried out, or maybe it'll come to you later. But in that moment, if you're happy, or if you're feeling some type of joy or just pleasant contentedness, that is okay. Along with that, giving yourself time. Give yourself a space to be loud if you want. I particularly needed to wail. My dad hadn't died yet, but I could see it was coming. He had taken a turn for the worse, and it was pretty much, we were just waiting for the moment. And I closed myself into a room, dropped to the floor, and screamed into the ground. I cried. I wailed. It hurt a lot, the screaming, but I did it because that's what I needed. I also gave myself time to be quiet while I spent some time in the labyrinth at summer camp, and I met a new friend, and we talked about our shared pain, what we were dealing with, and, that helped too. And remembering that time is the ultimate healer. It's been 2 weeks since my dad passed, and I don't feel awesome, but I definitely don't feel as horrible as I did when I was on that floor wailing. And we've gone through the funeral and the internment, and you know what? It's okay to move on. Like, I will always have that pain in the back of my heart, the fact that I miss my dad, and that we never got to a place that I wanted to, but I know that he loved me and I love him, and that's okay. So even just give it time. If you've been hurt by somebody, give it time. If you've hurt someone else, just give it time. And the final note on this is, if you can, seek help from a professional. Thank you, Doc! Shout out to my therapist, Doc, who he is awesome. I'll see him in like a week or two. We will have a lot to talk about, because the last time I saw him, my dad was not this sick. And so I'm going to wrap it up now with mentioning some of my upcoming kinky fun. I'm going to be at Rope and Space Pittsburgh on October 5th. There is a FetLife event for it if you want to look it up. I'm going to be at Eroticon in Atlanta, Georgia on October 19th. Go to Right Sex Right. I'll just put links for these in the show notes. But it's rightsexright.com. I'm going to be at Dark Odyssey Surrender November 15th through the 17th, and I'll be teaching boob blacking. Yay! Go to darkodyssey.com, and I'm going to be at the DC Gru. Yay, Grus. I love open space stuff. Which is going to be Thanksgiving weekend in DC. Go to the FetLife event for more information. So, I'm Poetic Desires, and I'm still searching for my daddy, a man who, unfortunately, I'll never get to meet my father. Until next time, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Daddy's Good Girl.